Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, break-ins were reported at businesses in the West Loop and South Side early today. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports one of the locations it was hit is a well-known restaurant featured on WBBM's Made in Chicago series.
Ricca Benny's was one of the businesses that was targeted, a destination for the famous breaded steak sandwich on the 200 block of West 26th Street. That burglary occurred at about 2:30 a.m. According to police, three men armed with handguns shattered the glass front door to get in. There were three women inside. Police say the men took money from a register and ran away. The women were not injured. About an hour later, just after 3:30 a.m., a bar was targeted at Lake and Jefferson. Again, police say burglars gained entry by shattering the glass front door. They were gone when police arrived. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Extra police are present at a school in northwest suburban Elk Grove Village today after a student allegedly made a threat.
A student at Grove Junior High posted what police consider threatening information to Snapchat last week. They didn't share details, but that led the department to identify the student and talk with their parents. Police plan to have extra officers in and around the school today, but they say on Facebook there is no threat to students or staff. Grove has had a student resource officer posted at the school for a year now in response to incidents, including some fights and a student allegedly brandishing a knife and threatening to stab another student last year. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Johnson delivered his proposed fiscal 2025 budget to the city council yesterday. The more than $17 billion proposal includes a $300 million increase in property taxes. Johnson says without the hike, the city'd have to slash its workforce by 4,000 positions to solve its nearly billion-dollar budget shortfall.
These cuts threaten to make our neighborhoods, our residents, and our workers.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Less safe.
Budget hearings are scheduled to begin next Wednesday. The spending plan has to be adopted by the City Council by the end of the year.
City Colleges of Chicago saw higher fall enrollment than state and national colleges, particularly among minority students. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the Anchor Desk with the details.
My Cisco City Colleges reports enrollment is up again with a headcount increase of 9.2% for fall of 2024. That's higher than the statewide average and the national public community college average. Enrollment gains are particularly strong for Black male and Latino students, and City Colleges says this increase in overall enrollment follows its efforts to remove barriers and create greater opportunities that allow students to access and succeed in college. Live at the Anchor Desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 26-year-old man was shot while standing outside in Bucktown early today. Police say he was near Elston and Cortland when someone in a black SUV started shooting just after 2 a.m. The man's in the hospital in good condition.
The Lake County Coroner's Office has identified the three people killed in a house fire in Zion late Tuesday night. The coroner says 58-year-old Scott Copen, 54-year-old Gina Copen, and 41-year-old Crystal Copen all died of smoke inhalation. Two other people were also sent to the hospital with smoke inhalation. The house on the 2900 block of Enoch Avenue is considered a total loss. The cause of the fire is still under investigation.
More cases of E. coli linked to McDonald's are now being reported.
The Food and Drug Administration says 90 people across 13 states now have become ill in the outbreak. That's up from 75 people at the end of last week. One death in Colorado has been tied to the outbreak. Federal investigators report slivered onions on McDonald's Quarter Pounder hamburgers are the likely source of the E. coli. McDonald's says the onions came from a Taylor Farms facility in Colorado Springs. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Parents and students on the southwest side took their opposition to plans of closing seven charter schools to the loop.
They gathered outside of Chicago Public Schools headquarters with a glaring grade for Acero School's leadership, an F, and calling for no closures.
This decision, if enacted, would disrupt the lives of our students and devastate our predominantly Hispanic neighborhoods.
If Acero cannot make the right decision, then CPS must step in to stop this and keep our schools open.
Among the elected officials on hand was 25th Ward Alderman Byron Sigcho Lopez, who called for investigations into Acero officials that decided dropping attendance in their decision to shut down these seven charter schools.
We are not going to allow our parents, our students, our teachers, and our communities to pay for the consequences of the corruption of these individuals.
Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A lawsuit is being filed in the death of a man who was beaten by another inmate at the Cook County Jail last year. The family of Johnny Hendricks III says he was beaten while in the hospital wing of the jail last July. Hendricks' mother, Mickey Fisher, says it was known that Daquan Houston, who's accused of beating Hendricks to death, was dangerous.
I feel that Cook County Jail, they are the criminals here. And there's no defense to their negligence that resulted in the brutal murder of my son.
The Cook County Sheriff's Office says it strongly denies the allegations and looks forward to a full presentation of the facts in court.
Here's Josh List.
L.A. rules Major League Baseball, stunning the sloppy Yankees in a Game 5 clincher, 7-6. Mookie Betts' eighth-inning sacrifice fly the difference. New York blows a 5-0 lead with ace Garrett Cole pitching, but not covering first base on a grounder, on top of Aaron Judge dropping a fly ball. And when baseball resumes next regular season, the champion Dodgers will host the Cubs in Tokyo next March 18th. Matt Eberflus's Bears are struggling to flush the Commanders' loss from their system.
Eberflus has been put through the ringer since his questionable coaching decisions led to Washington's win on the game's final play. Cornerback Jalen Johnson's thoughts yesterday in the locker room.
That don't got nothing to do with me, honest. I mean, that's something he got to deal with. I'm sure Tariq got the same criticism. I mean, if you're somebody in this high spotlight situation like that, you're going to be critiqued. So, I mean, I don't think nothing of it.
So 100% support from you guys in the locker room for your head coach.
Yes, our head coach.
That is a notable pause. Johnson and Eberflus in this together, no matter how much they like it. Covering the Bears, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Practice kicks off later for Sunday's visit to 4-4 Arizona. More than 7 minutes go by in the fourth quarter, and the Bulls and Magic still haven't hit a shot. Until crunch time, the Bulls pull a few rabbits out of their hats. A huge three from Patrick Williams. Big free throws from Nikola Vucevic and Josh Giddey, exposing the Magic. Bulls win 102-99. 21 for Kobe White and a back-to-back win. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
If you were dressing up like a werewolf for Halloween, you may be interested in a class at a local university.
David Delbar is a seventh-year doctoral candidate at the University of Chicago, where he teaches a class called The Werewolf in Literature and Film. He says people have been fascinated with werewolves for thousands of years.
Really digging into how different moments in history, different social movements, really affects the way that we tell stories about things like werewolves.
The assignments of the class include watching classic werewolf movies.
I do love American Werewolf in London. Yeah, it sort of set the bar for modern werewolf stories from the 80s onwards. Although I have to say, I am a little partial to the classic Wolfman from 1941.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
The first brick-and-mortar Google retail store in the Midwest is scheduled to open in the western suburbs tomorrow. It's at Oakbrook Center Shopping Mall on Route 83 and 22nd Street. A statement says the store will contain an extensive selection of products made by Google, and shoppers will also be able to pick up items that they ordered online. The store will be open 7 days a week.
Members of Chicago's Jewish community gathered last night not far from where a man was shot this weekend. They're calling for hate crime charges, WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports.
Supporters gathered in Westridge, some holding Israeli flags, and one person a sign that read, Jewish Lives Matter. The city council's lone Jewish alderman, Deborah Silverstein, said she'll push for more police protections in the aftermath of Saturday morning's shooting of a man on his way to synagogue.
We are not going to stop fighting back. You have my commitment that I am going to continue to speak out to protect our neighborhood, to make sure our community is safe.
She says 25 of her colleagues have signed on to her letter that calls on newly appointed Board of Ed Chair Reverend Mitchell Ikenna Johnson to apologize for comments they label as anti-Semitic and pro-Hamas. Silverstein writes, thousands of Jewish families in CPS deserve representation who values them. Reverend Johnson released a statement apologizing to the Jewish community for what he called reactive and insensitive comments last year and saying feedback has helped him be more thoughtful. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.